ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Tax day for House Democrats. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The chairman of a House committee has asked to see President Trump's tax returns by today. At the White House, Fox's John Decker.
No word yet on whether the IRS will comply with the 5 p.m. deadline to hand over 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal appealed directly to the IRS after Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin declined a similar request earlier this month, citing ongoing consultations with the Department of Justice. The president's personal lawyer has also urged the Treasury Secretary not to comply with the request, arguing that Neal reached beyond his congressional authority. President Trump has broken decades of presidential precedent with his refusal to release his tax returns. Chris?
John Decker at the White House. In a conference call with other Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there are other ways to hold the president accountable besides impeachment, but California Congresswoman Kamala Harris tells CNN,
I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
Asked yesterday if he was worried about it, the president says,
not even a little bit.
A couple in Texas is sentenced to prison for keeping a woman as a slave.
A federal judge gave Mohammed and Denise Touré 7 years in prison each for enslaving a woman from Guinea for 16 years. The couple brought the girl, who was at least 5 years old at the time, but possibly as old as 13, from her village in Guinea in 2009 and forced her to work without pay in their home as a housekeeper, cook, and nanny until she got away and reported them. The Tourés are the son and daughter-in-law of a former president of Guinea, and as part of their sentence will be deported back to that country. They say they will appeal. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A woman missing for 5 days has been found trapped in her car in a ditch in southern Alabama. Somebody passing by noticed it, mostly hidden by brush. It took rescue crews more than an hour to get Robin Joyce Fancher out. They have not said yet how she survived all this time. She's now hospitalized. This is Fox News.
Spring has sprung, and there's never been a better time to give your bedroom the makeover it so badly needs. Make your bed more comfortable and save some money in the process during the Bull & Branch Think Spring Sale. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, makers of the world-famous ultra-soft sheets that are loved by 3 U.S. presidents and millions of Americans. You know our prices are always great, but right now, everything at BullandBranch.com is 20% off. I'll say it again, 20% off. That means our award-winning sheets start at just $160, and shipping is free. These are $1,000 sheets for less than a couple hundred bucks. And you can save on our towels, blankets, pillows, even our award-winning mattress. Don't miss this sale. We don't have them often. And remember, Mother's Day is just around the corner. The Think Spring Sale is ending soon, so get 20% off everything before it ends at bowlandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. BowlandBranch.com.
National Rifle Association's annual convention starts Thursday in Indianapolis. Chris Galls, a vice president with the tourism organization Visit Indy, and he says while it's a big deal,
we also realize and recognize that there are citizens of Indianapolis and central Indiana that don't agree with the city hosting this convention. And we say to them that Indy welcomes all. And when we say that, we have to mean that.
President Trump and Vice President Pence addressed the convention Friday. A California woman seen on video dumping a bag full of puppies into a dumpster has been caught.
It was a man rummaging through a dumpster in Coachella, California, came across a bag containing 7 newborn puppies. The woman accused of putting them there is 54-year-old Deborah Colwell, who's now facing up to 7 counts of felony animal cruelty. The surveillance video shows her stepping out of a vehicle and placing the bag right in the dumpster. The dogs are reportedly terrier mixes, just a few days old. Now they're being cared for at a local rescue organization. John Saucier, Fox News.
There's new dictionary words to look up.
Merriam-Webster has just added 640 words and definitions to its online dictionary, including swole, which means extremely muscular, and omnicide, which means the end of all life. Among the new definitions, snowflake is now both an ice crystal and someone who is overly sensitive, and unplug, the meanings of which now include detaching oneself from social media. Merriam-Webster scans newspapers, magazines, academic journals, books, even TV and movie scripts to detect what they call a critical mass of usage that warrants a word or phrase be included. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
An earthquake has hit the central Philippines, magnitude 6.45, depending on the agency measuring it. So a strong one. People ran outside, but there are no reports right now, at least, of any major damage or injuries. At least 16 people died in an earthquake in the northern Philippines yesterday. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In honor of Earth Day, which was yesterday, the Illinois Department of Transportation is giving 5,000 tree seedlings to schools. Each of IDOT's 9 highway districts will get 550 trees to distribute to local schools. The trees for the Trees to School initiative are provided by the East Moline-based nature preservation group called Living Lands and Waters. Trouble with witnesses led the Champaign County prosecutor to dismiss shooting-related charges against a Champaign man. 38-year-old Mario Turner had been wanted in connection with a shooting on Christmas Eve last year. A new report from Americans for Prosperity says drivers filling up their gas tanks in Illinois would pay an extra $240 a year just from a proposed federal increase in the motor fuel surcharge. The Illinois News Network says the group says that total would double, with a proposed 19-cent per gallon state gas tax increase being proposed in the Illinois State House. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Our annual bus trip to Busch Stadium to see the Cardinals play the Cubs on Sunday, June 2nd, is filling up fast. Come with us and cheer on your team. We've sold all of our suite tickets, but you can still buy your infield terrace tickets and round-trip transportation for just $139. Stop by our studios to buy yours or call 217-367-1195. 217-367-1195. But hurry. These tickets will sell out. Here we go. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. She's in charge of the count. She's counting how many people are running for president. I think it's a given on the Democratic side that, of course, they'll beat Donald Trump. So who's going to be the next president? And they're trying to figure all that out. But, boy, what a different bunch of folks, and I haven't heard of about 8 of them. So what's the count currently this morning, Tanya?
I believe we're at 19 today. We're soon going to, you know, run out of fingers and toes here. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I have it all written down.
In the over-under, I think I put it at 23. I think I'm going to be really close. So
you may be really close, if not on that, because there's still, you know, some we're hearing rumblings.
Joe Biden is tomorrow, I guess, something like that.
We're expecting the video, I think, is supposed to come out tomorrow with his official announcement. I mean, you know, our mayor, Bill de Blasio, keeps making some noise, you know, here and there.
Why not? You get 4%, you know, you'll be winning.
Who knows? The most recent one is Seth Moulton, who is a congressman, and he is from Massachusetts. He is also a Marine veteran who served in the Iraq War. Came to prominence back in 2014. He unseated a long-term incumbent in a primary there and went on to win for the 6th Congressional District. That's the area just north of Boston is where he represents. And he is actually the third Massachusetts lawmaker to, person of you know, politics, basically, to enter the race. You've got, of course, Senator Elizabeth Warren, him, and you've also got the former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, who's a Republican and is challenging the president.
Okay. Well, we'll continue our count, Tanya J. I would think a whole lot of these folks are positioning for a cabinet spot or something because they're just not going to be president. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
How are they going to do the debate in June? How do you get on that stage?
Yeah, I mean, if they do it like they did the Republican primary in 2016, and remember that one was based on polling numbers, and by the cutoff, if you were above a certain amount, of polling numbers, then you got in the regular primetime debate. Now, we also had some other ones that were, not nearly as highly carried as far as TV exposure went, but they also had other debates for the rest of the field, so you at least did get to see them debate. It wasn't just like, okay, you're out of luck if you aren't, you know, polling really high. But yeah, it's a crowded field. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News. Thank you.
Sure, anytime.
You bet. 811 ESPN 93.5.
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house, and Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend Mini CPAP is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. And that's not all. Transcend Mini CPAP is FAA compliant, too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. If that all sounds good to you, give the Transcend Mini CPAP a try. You'll be glad you did.
Try the Transcend Mini CPAP risk-free and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights since there's a money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-345-9988. That's 1-800-345-9988. 1-800-345-9988.
All right, nothing going on for Jan and Mike as they get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Mike Lindemann, Body and Soul, you and Jan have been working for about 362 days on this. We're coming up on it, my friend. How's everything lining up for this weekend?
So far, so good. You know, this town is... got too many construction projects in it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, there are a lot of those. There's no doubt about it. How do you navigate through all of that?
Well, they're great because they get their stuff moved out of the way, or we make provisions, and they're all for it. So, but it's just a matter of getting it all nailed down, and our biggest concern is to protect those runners. So.
How many total? 20,000? 18,000? What's our number?
We just reopened registration today. We were down yesterday because we kind of switched things around, take a breather day and stuff, and we got a lot of calls. So we're probably going to push close to 15, I think.
Wow, it's a lot of people coming into town. That's amazing. So what do you need from our listeners?
Well, we're still looking for a handful of volunteers still for the a few of the spots at the Arc, the stadium, but we really need about 30, 35 more for our course team. And those are people that are actually working corners and, things like that and cheering on the runners and protecting them with traffic concerns. So,
you'll train everybody?
We do train everybody. And okay. At this point, we do that at the Arc, actually tonight and, tomorrow. And if I need to, I'll bring it to your house and give you a quick refresher. And the nice thing is you can just, people can go online. If they're on the race route, they can literally go online and look at the module and see if there's a corner down the block or something from them. So they don't even have to go very far. And, that's a benefit. And it's all real time. So you go online, it's all real time. So if you take that spot, it disappears and, the next one pops up, so it's not like you're getting in with somebody else.
I don't think people appreciate the enormity of this thing, and I know you have a lot of good people and everything, Mike, but you and Jan, this is a full-time gig. This is hard to remember, and once you do it, I know you kind of use the template, but there's always variations. There's always stuff that comes up. You still like it?
Yeah, it's I guess you'd call it a rush, huh? It's like you say, different things pop up every year and you kind of have to roll with the flow and honestly our community's fantastic because, that's what our runners say is like, we get between 45, 48 states, five or six countries and they all say, how does everybody must know about this race and everybody that's out knows about the race. And, it's just the community is unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. How do people volunteer or help you or contact you, Mike Lindemann? What do they do?
They go to IllinoisMarathon.com and click on the volunteer module. And it's all, like I say, all real time. All the spots that are there are what we need. And there's a handful left. Friday is great. Friday we're in really good shape. And Saturday we could could use that help. So if you're running the 5K and not doing anything Saturday, there you can still help. So and still get some goody stuff, and you can make a donation to a charity of your choice for course people help, and it's, you know, there's a lot of benefit to it.
Yep. Well, thank you for all you do. You and Jan Seely, wonderful work again. Thanks for what you're doing for our community.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Mike Lindemann, good guy. Body and Soul Sports, ESPN 93.5, 817. Cardinals have a big win. They're tied for first this morning with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And big bats again from Paul Goldschmidt. And, of course, Dexter Fowler had a great game. 13-5 was the final over the Brewers. We've got a game heard here on ESPN 93.5 tonight at 6:45. Cubs were off yesterday. They've got the L.A. Dodgers, and you'll hear the action on U.S. 105. 5-9, Jose Quintana to the mound for Chicago, and again, 7:05 start. We have the Chicago White Sox beating the Baltimore Orioles. That final was 12-2 yesterday. They've got another game against each other today, and that starts at 6:05. Our Illini in action in Peoria, taking on Bradley. Illini 25-13 on the season. Bradley 24-12. Should be a great game. Our Illinois softball team taking on Northwestern. We've also got the NBA playoffs going on. Milwaukee won the series after beating Detroit yesterday. We have Houston Rockets in Utah with the Houston team up 3-1. 4 games on tap tonight. NHL playoffs will continue, and the Predators were eliminated. The Dallas Stars will move on and face the St. Louis Blues. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And wake me up in June when the NBA Finals occur. I have no idea.
A lot of games going on.
Who these folks are.
That's right.
Try and watch them, and I'm going, what team and why did you make the playoffs? It's just, there are too many teams for
it
me.
Is.
I can't keep track, and I can't see the hockey puck in hockey anyway, so whatever. Good luck to everybody.
There you go.
ESPN 93.5, and again, the Cubbies will be over on US 105.9. The Cardinals live here at ESPN 93.5. We check your three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, there's just a slight chance of showers for today. Mild conditions, though. We've got a high 63 expected, 45 our low tonight with the clouds. 40% chance of showers late tomorrow. High 64, low 48 with partly cloudy conditions. Clouds on Thursday's forecast, high near 70. 67 with sunshine expected on Friday. Slight chance of showers after talking with Mike Lindemann. They are able to deal with that. And again, IllinoisMarathon.com for all the details and the maps for those aren't involved and trying to figure out the parameter of that 26-mile run. Temperatures at 56 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Our good friend Warren Honeycutt, our Sugar Buster honorary chair, will join me here in about 15 minutes. I firmly fell off the wagon on Easter. Standing by for details on how that worked out for me. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Twitter rising after the social media network reported rising profit and a record number of daily users in the recent quarter. Signs that the company's tweaks are working. Twitter has been trying to rein in nasty comments and encourage a more healthy dialogue. Harley-Davidson reporting earnings that beat analysts' estimates. That's despite tariffs that Europe put into place. Harley is moving some U.S. production overseas and continues to try and attract younger riders. Shares of Coca-Cola also jumping as the company's earnings beat estimates. Coke sports drinks have been selling well, and the company has been managing to fend off competition. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
ESPN 93.5. We've all seen the wind turbines in central Illinois, particularly over at Bloomington as you're driving up 39.
It's true.
Happy to have in our studio project leader Alan. Alan, what is your last name?
My last name's Moore.
You got something going on in Piatt County. Got a lot of friends in Monticello.
We do, yeah. So we're in the very early stages of planning a wind project in Piatt County called Goose Creek Wind.
This is Apex Clean Energy.
Correct. Yep. So I work with Apex Clean Energy.
All right. So what is it? This is a lot of work to get something even proposed, correct?
Absolutely.
You've had to fill out a few pieces of paper.
So, yeah. So as I said, you know, it's really early in the stage. Apex is a renewable energy company based out of 100% based out of the United States. So it's all the power that we develop is from the United States. We work across the country in wind and solar. But yeah, like I said, we're in the really early stages of developing a project in Piatt County. We're working closely with folks on the ground, starting to meet with and talk to landowners. But we're also beginning to communicate both with the folks at the county level to better understand their needs and concerns and make sure as we develop the project that it answers all their questions.
Alan, if things go your way, what does this site look like?
So the proposed project is a 300 megawatt project. So you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of around 100 to 120 turbines. And it is, it's basically looking at an investment, you know, a projected investment of roughly $400 million in the county.
Wow. Wait, whoa. What'd you say?
So that's the construction.
It's almost $500 million in investment in why not Champaign County? What Piatt County? Really, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money of investment, and it creates a lot of jobs. And I think, you know, the other important factor is, you know, to also a lot of that, in the form of property taxes goes back both not to the county, but also improves the roads and has a big impact on the local school district.
How did you pick? You do studies on where the wind is blowing and where to place this thing, and Piatt County got it. It's kind of like winning a lottery, really.
Yeah. So I mean, you take advantage. You know, I've had farmers around the country tell me that they've lost a lot of money to wind over the years, and they're excited to have an opportunity to have some positive impact from it. So yeah, in our research, you know, we find one that the wind is good in Piatt. That there is transmission, so power lines to move the power out of the region, and then also there is folks in the nearby area who use the power. So its proximity here to both Chicago and other load is also really important.
How many American homes are using wind power these days?
Overall, I don't know if I can give you a specific number, but it's increasingly becoming an important part of utilities' balancing of their power. So when they look at using, providing a consistent mix of power to all the homes, wind and solar are becoming increasingly important, mostly because the power price is cheap and cheaper than you can find anywhere else.
Okay, click your heels three times like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. When would this be lights on, we're growing?
If everything goes our way, we would be operational by the end of 2021.
Next year, okay.
Correct.
That's pretty quick.
It would be pretty quick, correct.
Yeah. So you've got to get all the spacing, the land, all the things that, I'd say
2021 or 2022, depending on how things go.
Well, good for you and good luck to you. It sounds like a real economic boost for Piatt County and Monticello.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's good for the county. I think it's good for the state.
Yeah.
We partner closely with corporate partners, but also local utilities to make sure that it works. And again, you know, we work closely with the county to make sure that we answer their questions and concerns. And, you know, we are as transparent as we can be because, you know, this is a big project and a big decision. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're also a big part of the community.
Yeah.
It's a long-term investment.
How people want more information. What do they do?
They can go to our website, which is goosecreekwind.com.
Okay.
It's the name of the project, Goose Creek?
Correct.
Gotcha. Alan, nice to meet you.
Yeah, Alan Moore.
Thank you.
Development Manager, Apex Clean Energy, Alan Moore. If they get it going 2021, you'll have a wind turbine farm up in around the whole Piatt County area, which is $400 million. Anybody know that cost? Wow. I would think that'd be a pretty cool deal for the wonderful village town of Monticello.
In that area.
Yeah. ESPN 93.5, 829.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm here to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race.
Fox
News. I'm Lillian Wu. It's deadline day in the fight over the president's tax returns. House Democrats asking the IRS for 6 years' worth by the end of business today or face a subpoena.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has vowed Democrats will never get their hands on the president's tax records. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said he'll follow the law while shielding the IRS from being politically weaponized. By law, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has the authority to request the tax returns of anyone.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A probe into potentially defective airbags now expanded to 12.3 million vehicles. U.S. safety regulators investigating bags that may not inflate in a crash. The probe covers parts installed in Toyota, Honda, Kia, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and Fiat Chrysler vehicles from the 2010 through 2019 model years. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Savoy man is accused of hitting a bicyclist while under the influence and leaving the scene. This happened Monday night in the 1600 block of High Cross Road. Police say a witness was able to give authorities a license plate and description of the vehicle that hit the bicyclist. The man on the bike was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Mitchell Snodgrass was arrested for leaving the scene of an injury accident, driving under the influence, and failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Trouble with witnesses led the Champaign County prosecutor to dismiss shooting-related charges against a Champaign man. 38-year-old Mario Turner had been wanted in connection with a shooting on Christmas Eve last year. The assistant state's attorney on Monday dismissed charges of aggravated battery with a firearm and unlawful use of weapons by a felon on parole that had been filed against Turner. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Good to see Jeff Robinson, general manager, Castle. Heating and air. You got it going on. But you guys are doing tune-ups, and yep. Lawn Castle's been around this business a few years, at least a dozen.
I think we're over the 50 mark at this point.
Isn't that something?
So if there's something in this industry that happens, Lawn knows what to do about
Why
it.
Why is Castle involved in Young Life?
Well, you know, we're involved in quite a few different things here in the Champaign-Urbana area, but Young Life really stands out to us. Kids these days just have so much on mm-hmm. their plate, so much coming at them to influence them. So a lot of it can be good, but there's a lot of negative influence out there. And Young Life really meets the kids where they're at, introduces them to Jesus, and gives them a place, a safe place to go to develop their own faith. And kids grew up under their parents' faith, and this gives them that opportunity to kind of research that and develop it on their own and have their own relationship.
It's been huge in our life, and for my four kids, we've all been involved in Young Life for years and years. Golf outing coming up May 3rd. Are there still spots? And you need sponsors.
We need sponsors. May 3rd at Stone Creek. So we've got a whole bunch of different levels. At Castle, we've jumped in as an optimum sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us a lot of benefits. Gives us a foursome in the group. We're looking for more sponsors. We've got a supreme level, a premier level. We've got a basic a deluxe level as well.
Yeah.
And you can, if you're a business owner, if you're a manager and you have some extra, we'll take you as a $250 whole sponsor even just to support the cause.
So how do people get hold of you, Jeff, and how do they get information on how to support this Young Life golf outing? It's a Christian ministry
right.
for young people.
Yeah, so Young Life has a website you can go to. It's YLChambana.com. You can go there and see information about the golf outing. Of course, you can call us at Castle. We'll take information and get you connected with the leadership team. And our number over at Castle is 217-352-2800.
You got it, Castle Heating and Cooling. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, thank you.
Jeff Robinson, thank you for being part of Young Life. We appreciate
thanks for having
that.
Us on.
And thanks for Lawn Castle as well. ESPN 93.5. Proverbs 31, 10 through 12 states, a wife of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Honor your wife and your mother, not only on Mother's Day, but every day. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
We're going to
get better. It's going to happen soon.
The future is now, and you're going to want to see it. Get your 2019 Fighting Illini football tickets today at FightingIllini.com or 866-ILLINI1.
Game Day Spirit is the best place to go get geared up. They have a large selection with multiple brands for men, women, and children.
Incredible customer service, great products, and one of the friendliest staffs around. Love this store and would recommend it to any Illini fan or visitor.
Game Day is the only place I'll go for my Illini gear. They always have the best deals.
If you haven't been to Game Day Spirit yet, you don't know what you are missing. Stop in to either location, 6th and Green or Neil and Kirby, or shop online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Warren Honeycutt. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Stevie J. And how are you today?
I am fine. I fell off the Sugar Buster wagon on Sunday, Easter. And the best way I can describe it, Warren, is I felt like I took kryptonite.
Well, you probably didn't get over it until today.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was yesterday. It was sluggish. I avoided all sugar, and today I feel way better. But isn't it amazing? We have the Sugar Buster Club that hopefully people are still maintaining. It's hopefully changed habits. But holy moly, when you told me in 2016 how bad sugar was, we didn't know that.
No, that was something that only in the last probably 2 years. And at that time, it was beginning to be thought about, Stevie J, but more and more and more, even of the people who make cookies, they're doing it with either no sugar or less sugar. So that's a good thing.
And, you know, you can make it taste pretty doggone good without that. And there's substitutes that'll work.
Yes, there are many, many of them, yeah. And especially the one we used to talk about, stevia. Yeah. And that is also getting a whole lot more attention than what it did 3 years ago. So good. We, I think, did a good thing.
Well, no joke. Now, you are busy doing what? First of all, I want to make sure people can reach you. How do they get hold of Warren Honeycutt?
Well, if they want to do, some deep dives into a lot of radio, then go to warrenhoneycutt.com.
You got
if
it.
If they want to have recipes and whatnot, then go to gethoneycutt.com. And, that is where I put a lot of recipes and various things on the website. And they're all sugar-free, of course.
Yeah, and
they taste good.
They taste good, and you illuminate all the time. And when people actually try and say, okay, I'm going to try it with this without a half a pound to a pound of sugar a day, which is what normal humans consume here in this country, it's amazing how they feel. And I tell you what, I'm feeling that 2 days after I binged on the Fannie Mae chocolate and a few pieces of Starburst, which is so good. But it's kind of like, I compared it to poison ivy. When you initially itch, it actually feels good, and then there's burning.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, that's a fact. And sugar, again, there's very little good about sugar. It does help a lot of stock, go up from time to time when sales are through the roof and the addiction. But beyond that, there's very little you can say positive about sugar. And, I hear and I hope the folks that used to listen to us all the time are still lifestyle of no sugar. And it's very indicative of what sugar does, Stevie J, when you've been away from it like you have, and then you eat it.
Yep.
And I'm the same way. And I love the taste of sugar. We've talked about that a lot. And, I just don't hardly ever, ever, ever do it again because I just realize, I'm going to pay for this 2 seconds on my tongue for 2 days of feeling yucky.
Yeah, you're right.
I just don't do it.
It is all true, my friend. Give me the websites you want people to reach you. You're still amazing human being. You look great. How's Betty? She doing okay?
She's doing well. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. I had a great checkup last week, so she's doing well.
Good.
Thank you for asking.
You betcha, my friend. Tell the website. Get Honeycutt is one, and then WarrenHoneycutt.com.
Yep. Either one of those.
Well, you're the man. I love you. Those. Keep up your great work and your mission, my friend.
Thank you, Stevie J, and look forward to the next time we're together.
Warren Honeycutt, my friends. GetHoneycutt.com and WarrenHoneycutt.com, the best. 840 ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Summer's coming, and if your air conditioning isn't working properly, there's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Let's take a look in at the Schilling family.
If I hear one more drip, I will lose my mind, honey. Fix it.
I'm working on it. Give me a break. This is an easy fix. Trust me.
Don't you think our roof has had enough breaks?
Uh-oh. Had another break in the roof.
Fine, that's it. I am going online at freedomchampagne.com to get the real pros at Freedom Roofing. They won't even charge us for an inspection or a quote.
At Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Supporting the arts, advocating for our youth, and helping those in need. That's been our promise since we opened our doors more than 150 years ago, and it remains our promise today. Supporting our neighbors leads to vibrant, thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Our family started the nursery business in 1865, and for five generations, we've been growing trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals for Central Illinois. You hear about farm-to-table, but our family's been nursery-to-garden for 154 years. We have over 3,000 trees above ground ready to be planted, thousands of shrubs, 40,000 perennials, and hundreds of thousands of annuals, with most of it grown right here in Urbana. So come out and beat the May rush. Schedule a tree planting or have some rocker mulch delivered right to your driveway. You can find out all about our great products and great people at countryarbors.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Can you win it all if your team is led by Russell Westbrook? I'm not talking about whether or not he's on the team. I'm talking about whether or not he leads the team. The Thunder have fallen down 3-1 to the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard has gotten the better of Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook didn't hit a shot in the second half of his game, game four, against the Portland Trailblazers. And that will make it three straight. If this thing, if the Trailblazers can finish it off, that will make it three straight first-round exits for Russell Westbrook. That will make it every playoff appearance after the loss of Kevin Durant turns into a playoff loss in the first round. So can you win it all if your team is led by Russell Westbrook?
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. Your check engine light may indicate a variety of issues, from a loose gas cap to a bad catalytic converter. No matter the problem, our free Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely cause, saving you time and money down the road. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Listen up, cheeseburger fans. Buffalo Wild Wings has a new one. The new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef, smashed, smothered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And they're making it just $5 for just 4 days, April 22nd to 25th. So steal some cash from your swear jar. You can refill it when you say, that's a good burger. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Dine-in orders only while supplies last. Participating locations only. Limit of one $5 promotional order per customer per visit. Taxes extra.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. We can tell whether a person is clever by their answers. We can tell whether a person is wise by their questions. We aren't crazy about know-it-alls. We may be impressed by the depth of their knowledge, and we may have to concede that they are well-educated. But those who, through their questions, show that they are still searching for answers, that their minds are open to new ideas, those often impress us more. They may hold strong opinions, but they listen to ours. They may talk about themselves, but they'd rather ask us about talking about ourselves. The best scientists and explorers have attributes of kids. They ask questions and have a sense of wonder. They have curiosity. They never stop asking questions. We get wise by asking questions, because asking questions is one of the best ways to learn. Let's be smart enough to know that we don't know everything, that asking good questions says a lot about what we do know. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute, brought to you by BPC and A&R Mechanical.
All right, ESPN 93.5, sports headlines. Cubbies play tonight against the Dodgers. The Cardinals have those Milwaukee Brewers. It's a heck of a win for the Cardinals, 13-5.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And big bats from Paul Goldschmidt and Dexter Fowler.
Dexter Fowler, best game is the Cardinal, four hits, four RBIs. Come on,
that's
man.
Right.
Awesome.
So we have Jose Quintana on the mound for the Cubs as they get ready to face the L.A. Dodgers tonight. 7:05 start heard on U.S. 105.9. The White Sox over Baltimore's Orioles 12-2 yesterday. They've got a game today at 6:05. Our Illini in action in Peoria at 6 o'clock. We're facing Bradley again in that last outing. It was a 12-8 Bradley on top kind of thing.
Payback.
Exactly.
Yep.
So Illinois softball in action against Northwestern in a doubleheader. That starts at 2. We have the NBA playoffs going on. Milwaukee over Detroit to win that series. NHL playoffs has the Predators eliminated. Dallas Stars will then face the St. Louis Blues. At Sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That's the number that could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. Call today and Chief Bauer Service Experts will hook you up with an AC tune-up. Right now, save $41 off an AC tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your champagne tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
This is Brian Barnhart, voice of the Illini. Cheer on the Cards with fellow Fighting Illini fans and alumni when they host the Reds on April 26th. It's Bragging Rights Night at the ballpark. All fans purchasing a special Illini-themed ticket will receive an exclusive Illini-themed Cardinals quarter zip pullover. And come early for a pregame pep rally with special Illini guests. Wear your orange and blue with Cardinals pride. Get your Illini night tickets now at cardinals.com/theme.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house, and Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Hey, my name is Joel Kusky. My company is called Kusky Landscaping, okay? We're located here in Champaign, but we serve clients all over Central Illinois. The reason I do what I do is because I want to help people. I want to enrich lives, okay? I want to bring you joy by helping you get excited about your new yard full of beautiful trees, flowers, plants, or by building an outdoor living space, a backyard grill and patio that you've always dreamed of. Just connect with me, and I'll be more than happy to come visit you and give you a free quote. I'm Joel Kusky. Please connect with me at Kusky.com. That's K-O-U-S-K-I.
You worked hard, paid your dues, mastered your trade. Now it's time for the next level. At Roanoke Concrete, they don't employ workers, they build leaders. If you're looking for a job, hours, competitive wages, excellent health insurance and pension benefits for full-time hires, you need to apply today at Roanoke Concrete. They're hiring concrete mixer drivers, yardmen, seasonal help, mechanics. They're in Champaign, Urbana, and Bloomington Normal. Apply today and begin your journey. Go to RoanokeConcreteProd.com. That's right, Roanoke Concrete. CreepProd.com.
Lisa, I'm not sure you should have that here at the library.
Oh, calm down, Kevin. It's just the slice special from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana. A slice and soft drink for just $5.50.
It's not.
Rosati's has the thickest cheese in town, and I love it. I try to get there a couple times a week.
But...
Oh, and Kevin, your book on the art of toe wrestling is overdue.
Oh, whatever.
Stop in for a slice special at Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Order ahead on the phone by calling 328-2334 or my Rosati's.
You know the name, Tapman's, as the recognized leader in collision repair. Tim's Auto Body's name change reflects the great heritage that Tim Tapman continues in Champaign. As Tapman's collision car star, Tapman's reputation for quality vehicle painting and repair, top name parts and painting products, third generation craftsmen and friendly customer service working with your insurance ensures your satisfaction. For a no hassle, timely, worry-free experience, Tapman's Collision. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's excellence Tapman's way. Call them or go online, timtapman.com.
Here is your weather.
We've got clouds this morning. Today's high is 63. 45 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 10%. It's a 50% shot at showers late tomorrow with a high 64, low 48. Partly cloudy conditions in the area. Clouds on Thursday's forecast. High near 70, down to around 48. Chance of precip at 20%. Sunshine expected Friday. High 67 for the Illinois Marathon and the 8 proms in the area on Saturday. So much for those prom pictures with this 60% chance of showers. Now people are trying to figure out where they're going to go inside. Right now the temperature's at 57, ESPN 93.5.
We had just moved to Champaign.
SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Remember that one of the worst baseball players last year in the entire major leagues was Dexter Fowler?
Right.
Last night he had his best game as a Cardinal.
The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball right field. This is sending Yelich back. He's at the wall. It's a gunner. A home run for Dexter Fowler. 3-0 Cardinals.
Yeah, he went on to had 4 hits, 4 RBIs. Oh, yeah. From worst to first.
Excellent.
Cardinals are tied for first now. But Dexter Fowler is now hitting over 300.
Wow. Cardinals fan breathing a sigh of relief.
Well, it's just a little bit easier. Anyway, Cubs on radio tonight, US 105.9 after 7 with those Dodgers.
That's right.
Cardinals play the Milwaukee Brewers again, 6:45 first pitch, 5:50 on the air here on ESPN 93.5. Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next. This is happening a week from tonight. Hi, it's Stevie J with Stevie J Travel, inviting you on our cruise to Hawaii. My family and I will fly with you to San Francisco on December 27th to spend the night in the Bay Area before boarding the Grand Princess cruise ship and beginning our adventure to Hawaii. We'll spend 4 days cruising to the islands, and along the way, we'll ring in 2020 on board the ship. Then we'll visit Hilo, Honolulu, Kauai, and Maui before cruising back to the mainland. And who doesn't want to spend some of your time in December and January in Hawaii without the long flight? All the details on this cruise to Hawaii and other exciting trips, like trips to Alaska, the Rhine River, Canyon Country, Off the Beaten Track with Larry Canfer, and a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Oberammergau, Germany for the Passion Play, all detailed at the Stevie J Travel Spring Travel Show, Tuesday, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the iHotel and Conference Center, or go to steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?